So, I mean, basically at this point, after today, I guess we just roll it into the next one, but we have no changes. I did text the provost or email the provost yesterday, and I said, you know, have there been any changes? Do we have any money to talk about? And he said, no changes.
No changes? Okay.
Yeah, I read in the paper today that the legislature came back for a ceremonial thing. And they said they were not going to meet until March of this year, which I suspect that they're not going to be able to wait that long, but who knows? But they're running $5 billion deficits, and they said we're going to do it the way we've done it before, just cut spending primarily in health care and education. So,
Yes.
yeah. In the middle of a virus, we're cutting health care spending. So I think we're in a position of just saying, you know, we're hanging on for dear life here.
What does the rollover mean, basically, that we negotiate that part also?
Yeah, we're just kind of doing two and one.
Okay, but we do have to officially close one if we wanted to.
Yeah, we absolutely could do that. And we've done that, you know, we can do it either way. We've done it both ways over the years.
Because legally, if we close and sign that one, that language is then protected, right?
Yes,
Yes, the CBA.
that we would ratify that and take that, and we'd be done with that, and you wouldn't have to worry about that.
Okay.
Great, it may not be the package that you want, but at least you know what you're getting. At this point, I can't guarantee if we don't do that, and I'm not saying this is a threat. I really am not. I'm not trying to say do it or don't do it. But truthfully, we don't know, you know, if we going forward, what we're going to have. So, you know, you lock it in now, or you take the chance that you either gain more going forward or lose some going forward. So it's just a choice.
Okay. So maybe someone should spell out what are we gaining. That would be good for the team to know.
Well, I don't know that you're gaining anything. You're maintaining what you have. Let's put it that way. Now, if we're going forward, I would think, you know, you're always looking at the low-hanging fruit. So, probably the low-hanging fruit in a negotiation in an article like this would be the awards programs. I would think that if they were looking for something to cut that would be relatively easy, that would probably be one of the first things that they would look at. I don't know. You know, these things are just so unknown
So the
right
thing
now.
that we would be protecting would be the awards program.
That, let me look at
Yeah,
the, okay.
let's just go over that just so that we know what we're doing.
Okay. All right. Oh, shoot. Let me get out of this. Let me look at the last article. Take me a minute to pull this up.
Think I have it here.
Yeah. Okay. Shoot, I'm gonna have to get on my other computer. These multiple devices that you have to use
No,
for this stuff.
I know. I have the same problem.
So annoying. Okay. I do miss that part of being at the office. Having easy access to stuff. Okay, OneDrive. Ah, collective bargaining.
And I'm looking for the
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yay, the Faculty 20 UCF Diversity and Inclusive Culture Memorandum of Understanding is already up there. Yay.
Yep. It's up, and I sent it off to the chair of the Comp and Labor Committee today to see what he wanted to do with it. So. Well,
Well,
why am I not finding this? I should be able to find this
I
easily.
don't see it on there. Let me go to ours. I've been pretty good about uploading it.
Joanna, while Sherry is going through it, you also had some ideas, right? I mean, in terms of what we would be protecting, I guess that would be good for us to go over.
Okay, yes. So I'm going to share the screen just to show you. So this is yours. This is the last one we got. It was on July 23, and it hasn't changed much. I know there's been, I think there was another one that came after this one, which just had like a correction or something. But it's mostly status quo and no salary raises.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no promotion raises, no one-time payments.
And they didn't want to do the one-time either. Is that right, Sherry?
No, they're not doing that for anybody. I mean.
Yeah, because my understanding was like, if we get a one-time, then there has to be a one-time for everybody. So it's not just 1.7 million. It's whatever it is for the 12,000 employees.
Well, I mean, we would have to do it for everybody. I mean, you know, you're bargaining for you, and we make a deal with you, and then we go and make a deal with other people. Mm-hmm. Although all the A&P people, except for the ones that are in your unit, aren't represented by anybody. But honestly, the president and the provost in the past have wanted to do that where they could. Now, last time around, when you guys got the 1.25, mm-hmm. nobody did. The rest of us just got the one-time payment. So mm-hmm. it's not written in stone, but I think particularly in a really tight year, when the staff didn't get any kind of increase last year, just a one-time payment, there'd be some reluctance to just favor one group over another again, but it's not anything that's written in stone. And as I said, we have deviated from that. So, you know, I don't want to tie them together necessarily.
Okay. And if we did go for everyone, then we're talking about something like $10 million? $10 million?
It's a lot more. I don't think it's quite that, but Chuck can probably tell you. I can't right off the top of my head. Chuck, are you there?
Unmute yourself, Chuck. He's talking, but there we go.
All right, I think I got it now. I don't know the exact number of total employees. If it's 12,000, which was just mentioned, then it'd be $12 million if it was $1,000 per person.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Actually, I know the exact number of employees, believe it or not, only as of last night. I think it is 10,000, something like 10,500. Oh. And the reason I know it is because I was filling out one of those OPT forms for my student who got his PhD. And in that form, that number has to be provided by some administrator. So actually, that's when I saw it.
Well, Talat, thank you for that information. In that case, it's roughly $10.5
million. Yeah, it's something to that effect. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like the one change here, and actually Chuck, so I'm glad you're here because you made this one. I think Kevin had a question of it because it maybe, we're not sure if it made it clear. In the case of T applicants, would tied mean for the rank of T minus one or fewer?
For the final T minus one or fewer awards. So you're at a point where there's a bunch of people tied and they can't all get the award.
Yes.
Somebody's got to be left off. At least one person has to be left off.
Okay. All right. Because I guess so T is supposed to be like what X is in economics?
Well, it's
like X number or something.
It's a symbol that represents a number that we don't know right now.
Oh, okay. Can you put like N and italicize?
N would work. But, okay. T is there because it stands for tied.
Okay. Got it. See, I always think of T like time, and I was like, I was trying, and then Kevin also had a question, so it wasn't just me. It's like,
okay, I get it. Yeah,
so in the case of N applicants, would a tied mean rank for the final N minus one or fewer? Okay, got it.
There were three people who were all tied for the first position.
For the final two positions,
for the final
or fewer.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Okay, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Okay,
I'm glad to hear that because I spent a lot of time trying to make that
right.
I hope it's correct.
Fine. we should have T then.
T equals tied or somewhere around there.
Okay, I've got an update from Charlie Piper. We have 6,009 employees.
Oh, wow.
Not counting students. Oh, so we'll be looking at 6,009,000.
Oh, okay.
That's insane.
For a $1,000 bonus.
Yeah, 10,000 number includes graduate students.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're like TAs and GRAs.
Yeah.
Okay.
That must be it.
I thought we were higher than that. Huh.
Okay, so I'm looking through this just to make sure. Okay, so this one, if maybe somewhere we just put like T equals tied, it's just so that everyone understands. Excellence awards. Okay, so that's the language. So nothing was touched there. And you removed this, right? So this was the penultimate. This wasn't the very last one. So this was the one before. And I think, Chuck, I remember that you removed this because we would have to change all our FTEs because service is not, as Kevin pointed out last time.
That came out. Yes, that was my mistake to put that in there. Sorry for the confusion on that.
Okay. So we'll remove that. And maybe Charlie has the latest version because I have like the second to the last.
Latest version of BOTs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find it on my...
I can't find it either on collective bargaining. I had this one from
Brandis,
before.
Can you send it? Because I'm in the middle of doing something else. But can you send the last BOT? It's BOT02, right? I can't remember.
Yeah, BOT02, yes. Because we corrected a couple of things, like corrected this. Let's see what else.
It's bizarre. I can't believe I can't find it.
Well, sometimes Brianna's has it and she saves it somewhere else.
And we removed that. Okay, the final one. All right, so Brianna's, sorry, I'm asking you to do a lot, but could you put us into a caucus room, just the everybody here from the team?
Yes, we'll do that.
Thank you. We are willing to close Article 23 from this year. I guess it would be 2020-21, in exchange for a few things. One is, I know we are, you know, COVID is still here, so we were going to soon start to discuss an MOU for spring 2021. And we wanted to start thinking about meeting to discuss that. And some of the language we wanted in there is that it says to continue the hiring freeze and also no layoff before you consider anything like layoffs or furloughs, to do first hiring freeze and an early retirement, so that at least people feel that, you know, they're not going to have not going to lose their jobs, especially with everything going on with COVID. And so that's something that's coming up with the MOU for spring 2021. Another thing that we discussed is if we could reopen in this new season, Article 3 first, so we could add one sentence in there. And this one should be under Article 3, I think that's UFF privileges. UFF representatives shall be allowed to speak at a faculty meeting per academic year. And by faculty meeting, I'm sure we can word this better, of all the different departments across UCF.
So one time a year you want to be able to speak.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can you tell me what you mean by early retirement?
To give you the exact language, I'd have to get some examples of the exact language, which I have. I just don't have it on me right now. And my dog is holding my hand. but I think you know what I'm talking about, right, Sherry?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're not asking us to agree to that right now, that we will accept that.
Yes, yes. Continuing the hiring freeze, accept early retirements in exchange for no layoffs and no furloughs through the academic year of, or through 2021.
Because accepting early retirement is a huge, huge program to initiate. Because you're talking about buying out people, right?
Basically
giving people a chance to retire early and with a buyout package.
Right. Or the T2, R2 thing that we have.
Yeah, but I mean, I'd have to get HR and the provost and the president and the board of trustees all involved in doing
and the division of state group insurance, I think. I mean, it's bigger than, it's not necessarily something that we all control. That's why I asked, you can retire at 62, But I'm not sure what you mean by early retirement. So that's something that gave me some agita. Yeah, so
having us do a buyout and let people
retire
that way.
Sorry.
I think we are not looking at trying to force people to retire. That's not the idea here.
Oh, I know.
But I think if there are initiatives, there are initiatives that could save jobs. Our main concern is that we would like no layoffs and furloughs.
Did you look at the layoffs article at all?
No, I did not. What did it say?
Well, just because you were talking about no layoffs in in this academic year, which would end in May of 2021, right? Is that what my understanding is? So I was just looking at, and I haven't looked at the layoff article very closely, but essentially ENG employees get, notice that's pretty significant, a full semester at least, usually. So in a sense, your wish is true without any comment, even if we laid off people tomorrow, which is not anyone's intention until we kind of know what's going on. If you look at 13.4, there's a notice period in there that you probably want to pay attention to.
Yeah, I mean, I can certainly, I'm sure that will be something that will be discussed, because if they get to that point, everybody in the system will be looking at every kind of option possible. So, but I just can't promise that to you today, because I don't know. I mean, that will involve a whole lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And a hiring freeze, you mean continuing along the way that we're doing, where everything has to run through the provost? If you're going to do a hiring exception, it needs to go through the provost. So it would still have the provost's control over that. Is that what my understanding of continue the hiring freeze means? Okay, so it's the same process that you're using now.
Yes.
I don't think there's much doubt that that's going to continue, but again.
So, and what you're saying is that we wouldn't notify you of any layoffs or furloughs in the spring, which I don't know that we could do either, but I just wanted to understand what you're saying. So you're saying that we wouldn't be able to lay off anyone, meaning we wouldn't be able to notice anyone of layoff during the spring semester.
Yes.
So you're looking for to expand the layoff article to protect longer, is I think.
Yeah, so to open Article 13 so that we could expand.
Well, it's currently open, but.
So it's currently open, that's true. So that one, right. So adding language in the layoff article that when we are in crisis, such as like this one, I think there is some crisis language in there, like in our situation, to continue this practice of the hiring freeze and promoting like early retirement.
And I'm not sure about the privilege to speak to faculty only because of the outside entity status. I don't know what that does, but we'll certainly ask about that. Okay, thank you for explaining.
That one I think is probably, could be pretty well.
Well, only because you have to be careful because they're an outside entity, and that means that other entities, like the evil people that come and scream at us, could petition for that same right. That's what I'm just trying to. You're muted, Sherry. I can't. I'm sorry.
I meant to get rid of the video and not the audio. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Okay, so we can definitely bring those to them. Did you want to go ahead and take a look at the minutes real quick?
Yes.
We forgot to do that. Brianna reminded us.
I will share the screen because I have them right in front of me. I was going to say that too. I was like, yeah, we have 2 minutes. So these are the minutes from October 28, 2020. And these are the people who attended from the UFF bargaining team and the BOT bargaining team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there's anything that's surprising there.
Okay. Does it look good to you?
The only thing is that I was named as the bargaining chair, I think.
That is the chief negotiator position, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess we were trying to have consistency in language, like okay. Grievance chair, bargaining chair. But yes.
Well, I don't care. I don't have a dog in that hunt. So if you want to change it to bargaining chair, I'm okay with that. Or we can leave it at chief negotiator. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, it's up to Talat. And
could we say chief negotiator / bargaining chair?
Sure. If you want to.
Sure. Briannis can make that change, and that's what will go in the record then. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I missed the first few minutes of this session. Did we talk about articles that could possibly be TA'd at all?
I haven't gotten there.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. So can I close this? Is everyone good?
Sure.
Okay. So I had talked with Talat, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
had spoken with Talat about this regarding, so one of the first things, actually you and I had already talked about this, is the sabbatical article, fixing an error that's in there. And I had talked a lot, this is like a year ago, with Sherry regarding Article 6, because there had been some updates since, mm-hmm. since a year ago. So that's what we were thinking of opening again, because we thought those would... Maybe I'm gonna like
open right now. All of them. They're all
of them. I know, not open, but like start with those. Start with okay. So starting with Article 13, layoffs, Article 3, UFF privileges, and then Article 22, sabbaticals, and then Article 6, non-discrimination.
So you didn't have any easy ones that you wanted to get out of the way, like 1 and 2?
One and two. Management rights, and I hadn't talked about
this 4.
Four. Oh, okay. I hadn't talked yet with Talat about it, but I just sent her the list yesterday, so that's why.
Okay. So like 1 is recognition of the bargaining unit kind of thing, and 2 is consultation. Like usually that there's several that we both can agree would go without any changes. And so I was hoping that you guys could provide a list and we can check it against what we think could also go and clear out like 1, 2.
Let me download them now and then I'll show the
so we do intend to do that.
Okay.
In fact we would like to narrow it down so that we prioritize things in 3 categories. Right.
That's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we would definitely, the ones that we can knock off, we'll let you know.
Okay.
That with everything going on, we haven't had a chance to talk to the team.
I know.
And there's been too much excitement last
yes.
weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a couple that might even be just like really, really small changes, but we likely can just agree once we talk through those. Mm-hmm. So it's helpful if we can get some of this next time.
One thing that we are in agreement is that we would like to do that because we like to streamline the process to the extent possible.
Right. Well, when you're talking about starting out with 3 and 13 and 6, I'm like, okay, you're going to start on the hard end of the spectrum and work toward the easy ones. Okay, then that's a strategy.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure those will be too hard. Well, 13 will be, but 6 and 3 probably won't be that hard.
I don't think so.
The one that concerns a lot of people is the sabbatical, the language on the sabbatical. And that, my understanding is that Giovanna and you guys have already worked that out.
Maybe.
So...
We had talked, I actually have an email from Chuck, because the concern was people, so this, it was just a typo. It was like the exact parameters were set up in the first half, but then toward the end of the article, the parameter of 6 years was not set up. And so some chairs, some deans were saying, oh, I'm going to go with the second part, which says you don't get a sabbatical until 8 years. They were it was just interpretation.
It was being interpreted last week. So my chair asked me this last week.
Okay. And that likewise, when we changed it for you need to be tenured in order to receive your sabbatical when you apply, we didn't we didn't make that language as clear for the professional development leaves, and so I got chewed on by Claudia, which I did not enjoy. So I just wanted to say that we're going to clear up those little things all the way through so that the intent is clear. I feel like she manipulated the intent severely, but I can't disagree with the planner reading. So there we go.
Yeah, so it was mostly, it was just language and then how people were interpreting. So, so I think our intent when we sat there, and Chuck sent, you said, thank you for sending me, this was like over a year ago now, you sent me a very nice email saying that it's still the same. This, the intent was still, you know, every 6 years.
And I think there have been some other questions that have come up, so we want to look at that email, but we may want to revisit it as well. And make, we want to make sure that we're consistent from the front of the article to the back of the article is what we want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I, if I recall correctly, it was one of those articles that I know just in the process of a lot of stress, Falt kind of just threw at you. We just signed it because we were finally TAing something. So I think that's what was the mad rush with that one. So I think that one wasn't as processed as some of the others.
Well, okay. You can never do it perfectly. It's just sort of like playing golf. You can never get the perfect shot with marketing, but you can just try your best every time.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys have a preference for order. So yes, we're thinking 3, 13, 6, and 22. And I don't think 3 and 6 are going to be that ambitious. It was just
We'll definitely take a look at those, but I'm really interested in the other set too. And then of course there's going to be the hard ones. You know, 23 back in the hard pile. So that's fine.
Okay. Sounds good, guys. We appreciate it. And I know this last couple of weeks have been brutal for everybody.
Okay. And so with this one, Article 23, would you want Talat to sign?
It doesn't matter. If you're still chief negotiator from the other, but we haven't agreed to sign it, so.
Oh, okay.
You can sign it.
You can sign it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So think about those things then.
All right.
When's our next scheduled date?
Did you provide your spring schedule for to Briennis yet?
A lot?
No, I've not. I should do that.
But our next schedule for like this semester is December 9th.
That's what I have.
Do we have one? We have one more, right? December 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, guys. Yeah. Okay. And I'll go ahead with next semester. Yeah. So we should do the same. So these are a couple of things that I did want to bring up today is that so the frequency of meetings would be the same as now?
About every 3 weeks.
Every 3 weeks, which is great. For the moment, why don't we just say it will be Wednesdays at 1:30? Okay, and then we'll see if there's any clash. I'll check with the team and see if they have an issue with that.
Yeah, check with your team and then let Briennis know.
And
this far out for spring, I'm pretty sure we can do the 1:30 to 3:30. So. Yeah.
So let me get back with the team. That will be the most important. So that's one. I also, because I haven't been in this from the beginning, just wanted to know about basically what are some of the ground rules. For example, from the team, then, you know, I mean, I can speak or I can have someone speak on my behalf. And then everybody who's a team member gets to speak. And what about others? If there are others attending the meeting, we can recognize them. Is that right?
I think that's what we've always done. You know, like Nina's especially good. I don't know if she's still here, but she's always like, may I ask? She's always very polite and asks before she takes the stage, so to speak. But you may occasionally have people that you don't want speaking on your behalf.
Okay.
Or take too much of the attention away from the issue at hand. And those things should probably be discussed in caucus. For the most part, the people on this team who are speaking, we're on the team. So, for you, it's to help you make sure that you kind of keep a leash on someone who may be trying to run away with your meeting.
Exactly. And the meetings are typically about an hour and a half or something?
We're scheduled 2 hours. We're scheduled 2 hours right now. 1:30 to 3:30 is what we're looking at.
We don't have to use the whole time, yeah.
No.
So, the other is that how much time do we have? So, for example, you know, if we ask you for something or you ask us for something, how much time are we given to get back with the response?
It depends on what it is. I mean, if it's
there's no set rule.
Huh?
There's no set rule on that.
No. Because some things are easier for one side or the other to get. I mean, like you're talking to me, you know, can I get you a set of documents about something so that, you know, you'll know, it'll help you figure out what you want to do with the proposal. I can usually do that fairly quickly, but if it's something like, can we start a whole new plan for like this whole retirement buyout thing, that's going to take me time. I mean, the provost will either say, well, you'll take it to the president and the board, and they'll either say, we're not at all interested, or yes, we are, but it's going to take a while. I mean, if he says we're not at all interested, that's one thing, but I suspect they're going to look at every option possible. So, you know, it just really depends. There are no set rules.
Mm-hmm.
We try to respond on or by or before the next bargaining session, but,
right.
You know, that's not always possible for us. Mm-hmm. We have so many layers to go through.
Mm-hmm. And Talat, can I just say quickly, yeah. Like, for instance, it depends on what you're doing. So if it's a completely new language, like, so when we did recovery leave, I think that took us 6 months because mm-hmm. there's a lot of back and forth and you got to check with lawyers, legal side. I check with SUS, other state universities, and, you know, Sherry has to check with her side. So that's why it takes kind of, you go back and forth. And don't worry, every 3 weeks we'll have something to discuss.
Yeah, we always have something to discuss.
Okay.
Yeah. And occasionally when we're doing a full book, because there's so much when you're doing a full book, we will decide, we'll get down to the last couple of articles that have just been a real bear to get done. And sometimes we'll say, like we did last time, okay, we will go ahead and TA on the status quo with the agreement that we will reopen these right away. So, you know, so that gives us, because sometimes you just can't get every last thing done. And I mean, that doesn't happen often, but when you've been bargaining on a full book and it's been a really long time, sometimes you just want to get it done and, whoa, sorry, cat coming, want to, no, Emily. No. Oh, darling.
A pretty cat.
So the keys, we'll have no picture. You'll just decide, okay, let's go ahead and get it done, get the new stuff in place, get the raises out, get all that stuff, and then we'll mm-hmm. finish these last couple the next time around.
And I think that's nice for like Article 30. You just kind of put in those last, that's amendment and duration. So mm-hmm. we just say, oh, okay, we're going to immediately open, you know, I'm just writing, you know, 6, 22, 3, and 13. I'm just picking them. And then you immediately put that, and we all agree, and that way we all go right into it. And we can't like run and hide from you for 4 years. No, it'll be in the book. Okay. So that's why 30, although we may agree in principle, it waits till the very end because we've got to put those dates and articles in there.
One other simple question, would Brianna's be the one taking the minutes? I mean, how does it go? Who takes the minutes?
Yeah, she's got that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For the past 15 years, the BOT has done it. So, because we keep the formal record and blah blah blah. So yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I think. Did anybody else have any questions? Team. Anything else that we need to clarify? No.
No, I'm good.
Talat, I just wanted to talk to you really quick. If you want to just stay, hang back.
Oh, okay.
At the end of this.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
So I guess we are all set for today then, that
sure.
We basically accepted Article 23.
Wait, so Talat, no, they have not agreed to sign it.
Okay.
No, so we
haven't agreed on the conditions.
Conditions that you provided. The article itself, we don't have a dispute with. It's the conditions that were added. They're pretty significant.
If we took out the word early retirement, would that make it easier?
I don't know.
Because the early retirement came in because we saw, I guess people must have seen it somewhere.
University of West Florida was able to do.
Oh, I see. It was University of West Florida.
They're small.
Talat, if you think of anything, any other kind of like procedural questions, just, you know, give me a jingle and I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Okay?
That we got what we have rather than we hung up on you know, something that's so ill-defined.
Well, let's just look at it, and you know, if we decide we can agree on that, we can still, before the next meeting, I can send, because we've had the discussion here, I can send it out to you and you know, we can sign. But I mean, you know, we just need a little time to talk about some of these things, okay?
Okay, and then you let us know about the signing and all that. Okay. Yeah. Is that okay, Joanna?
Yes, that's actually, I was going to just hang back with, Charlie, you can hang back too, just to tell Talat, like, kind of the procedures. I didn't realize that's what the questions you had. I thought you were talking more about articles. She's just talking about, like, just the nuts and bolts.
No, worries. It's fine.
Both. Okay. Both.
Okay.
Is that general
part of it?
Afterwards, so what I was going to suggest is Talat, Yovana, and I could get put into a breakout room, and then everybody else can leave, and then I'll come back to this room when I'm done talking to you guys, if that works.
Okay.
Can I get in the breakout room too?
Yeah,
oh, sure. Of course.
Sure.
Brianna, do you mind putting us in the timeout?
And whoever wants to come for nuts and bolts, that works too. So.
Okay. I don't know how this works.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.